Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open. We're live. Your cosmic channel is tonight. I'm Zell.
And I'm Andrew.
Cut the dead weight.
Absolutely. I mean, last week it was the majority shareholders, and I think this week it's just the handsome guys, right?
I think that's what it's the handsome week.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Got to sex it up a little bit. Get some more phone calls.
I'm about to take off my shirt.
Yeah, we want sexy phone calls only. That's that's the theme.
When you answer the phone, you must answer the phone in your most sexy 90s infomercial voice.
Leon Phillips. It's the latest, man. I'm staring at a half-empty bottle of Cavassier.
But to take off the shirt, show you a couple dad bods.
Absolutely.
But once again, if you were listening last week, we played a little game called What's in the Box. This week, when you call at the end of your story, we're going to ask you again, what's in the box?
I don't even know what's in the box.
I'm not telling anyone what's in the box. I can't have no cheating. I wouldn't tell Braden what's in the box. I'm not going to tell Andrew what's in the box.
Somebody guess it. I need to know.
Someone guess it. But we got a first caller here. Let's bring him on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channel. Hello, hello. I know someone's there.
Can you hear? We know.
Oh, behave.
Oh, there we go.
On this very...
Who are you?
This very sexy edition of Cosmic Channels.
Got Austin Powers calling.
Oh, shit. Austin Powers. Austin, where are you calling from?
I got one sexy ghost story for you. San Antonio, Texas.
We got Austin Powers calling from San Antonio, Texas.
This is... It was Get Faction, but I had to get more creative and more politically correct on the Discord, so it is now Alien Faction.
Nice.
Love it. All right, brother. We got Faction here, longtime Discord supporter, great friend of the show. What do you got for us tonight? Tell us your ghost story.
Okay, so it started back, this probably happened 3 years ago, with all people, it was my dad. My dad passed away about 4 years ago, and if you could believe this, he's actually buried in a national military cemetery down in around Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
As a hero,
he was he never said that he was a hero. I asked him why he signed up in the military. You know, he went two tours of Vietnam, two Purple Hearts. I'm like, why'd you go? And he's like, I thought I was a badass. I was wrong.
You don't get two Purple Hearts without being a certified badass.
Yeah, I thought so too. His health had been declining for a while, and my wife and my kids and myself were down visiting the family one time. My dad's telling me, he's like, and I knew his health was bad, and he wanted to have a beer. You know, he wasn't supposed to be drinking. I'm like, oh, fuck it. He wants to have a beer, we'll have a beer.
Yep.
So we sit there, we're having a couple beers. He says, Sonny, he's like, I'm not going to be around much longer. I'm tired. He's like, Dad, you can't talk that way. He's like, no, listen, I've told Death to fuck off four times. I'm tired.
Badass.
I mean, you can't really argue with. Yeah, I can't really argue with that.
Nope.
So fast forward, you know, family, work, everything going on. I didn't get a chance to see him before he passed. I knew the date. You know, I knew when he passed. You know, I got the phone call and stuff, and I you know, I wanted to be there, but I couldn't. You know, one thing just led to another, and it just didn't happen.
It happens.
So with our federal government the way it is, my dad actually sat on ICE for a year before I got him into the cemetery. So we finally get him into the cemetery. We, you know, we put his ashes in there. I got myself a little urn. My mom got her urn. I finally bring him home. He's sitting on the mantle. You know, nothing's happened. Nothing's crazy. You know, so I'm brushing my teeth one morning. This happened like literally right at 3 years ago. I'm brushing my teeth. Well, maybe it's 2 years. But either way. So I'm brushing my teeth in the morning. And I think I put some, if you guys got a chance to see the pictures, I don't know, but I put the pictures in there. So, anyhow, I'm brushing my teeth and his mantle is actually on top of my fireplace. I'm kind of bouncing around on the story here, but so what I do is, I'm brushing my teeth. Sorry, I'm driving at the same time. So I'm brushing my teeth and I look up and I see like just a shadow standing there. Like I could see a person. So, but where I'm at, I'm standing at my bathroom sink and I'm looking in the mirror. And by looking in the mirror, I'm also looking into my dining room. So in between where my dining room table is at and a metal, not metal, but more like it's a brick, a brick wall, so to speak. I see the shadow standing there and I'm looking in the mirror and I stopped brushing my teeth. I was startled for a second, but honestly, guys, I mean, I knew it was my dad because I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to him the way I wanted to. He knew I wanted to be there. And it felt like a couple of hours, but it literally lasted seconds. I could only look long enough before my eye, I couldn't stop looking. I looked long enough to where my eyes started to water, you know, from keeping your eyes open so long, sitting there staring at us, say, I know it's you, Pop, you know, thanks for coming to say bye, you know, just, I love you and I miss you. And it's that one instance that I closed my eyes, it was gone.
Oh, man.
But there was a shadow there. I is the shadow of a man, you know, but it's like I couldn't see a face or anything like that. But it was definitely a person. And not long after that, what was odd is, you know, I get up really early in the morning to exercise. And of course, Andrew, if you get a chance, I'm sure you probably see my post at like 5 in the morning or 5:30 on certain days on the Discord.
Listen, but if you waited a little bit longer and worked out a little later in the day, you might be able to deadlift as much as me factions because you're waking up so early, dude.
Yeah. I'm working on it, dude. I'm working on it. So I get done with a workout, you know, and I have like one of those little battery operated towel things, dispensers on the wall.
Right.
And, you know, I'd finished my dad's metal case and it's all hanging in there. Well, I'm literally getting ready to walk inside the house and, you know, holding on to the garage door and the things just start spitting out paper.
What?
Like it went through twice. You know how you wave your hand over it and it spits it out? Well, it did that twice and nothing's happened since. But.
Weird.
That's story.
Interesting. It's interesting because I wonder if maybe his like his unfinished business was like getting a chance to say goodbye to you, you know. So maybe he was.
You know,
kind
honestly,
of
I think so. I really think so because it's funny. It's funny you say that because there was I kept seeing a lot of numbers pop up too. There's and the numbers were 11/11 because if you know anything about the states, you know Veterans Day is November 11th.
Yep.
So my dad was real big about not being celebrated or anything like that. You know, he's like, I'm not a hero. I this is not for me. You know, he dealt with survivor's remorse and all that kind of stuff, but he was very to him. You know, like every parent, you know, sometimes they're kind of a dick and, you know, sometimes they're not, but you know, that's your parents. And over time you develop relationships, you love them, you know.
Yep.
Granted, like I said, we didn't have the greatest relationship sometimes, but he was still my old man. And you know, he was coming to say goodbye. And that's the only way I could see it.
That's crazy. I pulled up the email you sent with the pictures and I can see what you mean. Like you're looking through the window or through the mirror.
Yep.
Into that room, and you can see that little brick wall there.
So you see that brick wall?
Yeah.
Right directly, but like almost in center of the brick wall to the right of the table. That's where it was at. That's where I saw it.
Just like a shadowy figure, and you could just feel it was your old
man.
And you weren't scared at any point because you felt it was your old man. Is that?
I felt like I shit my pants at first. I thought I was going to shit my pants at first, and then it came over me that this is him.
Hey, that's okay. It's a survival technique. You discussed it. You're lightening the load.
Yep. Get ready to
escape
run.
And or getting a projectile weapon to use. it's just nice. Those of us who have genetically advanced far enough, that's our reaction. That's what we do.
Man, that's quite the story. Now, RIP to your old man. What was his name?
Last name was Speck. Speck.
RIP, Mr. Speck. Thank you for your service. That's a crazy story, man. It'd be weird to I know that's my old man. Just feel it. Like he wanted to say goodbye. That was his goodbye.
The crazy thing, like I said, before all this happened was when we were there, you know, I knew something. It's like I kept seeing numbers. The number's 1111, which is really strange because I still see them to this day sometimes. You know, granted, you know, it could be like a little coincidence or something, but oddly enough, you know, Veterans Day being November 11th, but my dad passed on November 13th. And I like to think because he's just too fucking stubborn, he didn't want to go on Veterans Day. He died in the Veterans Hospital, so...
He didn't want to take that day away, so he just held on for a couple more.
No. Yep. That's true. But yeah, I don't know if y'all have seen it, but I think I've put up on Discord before. I actually redid his metal case. It needed an upgrade, so I dolled it up a little bit. He came to say goodbye.
Crazy, man. Hey, thanks for sharing that story. That's obviously something very
personal. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Very personal to you, so we appreciate it. And just before we let you go, I want you to clear your mind. Send your consciousness to Meteor Sound Studio in Kelowna, BC, and guess what's in the box.
What is in the box?
It's on my desk. No, I'm gonna open the box. I'm gonna hold it, so maybe that will give you a hint. I'm just going to put my hand on it inside the box here.
I can't
What's
hear
in
you.
The box?
I can't hear you shake it.
No.
What's in the box?
I'm not going to shake it. I'm not going to move it.
It could be anything, right?
It could be anything.
Absolutely.
No hints. Could be anything.
Golly. How about Braden's left sock?
Braden's left sock?
There's no way he wouldn't be able to breathe in that room with a cigar.
Yeah, but
there's no fucking way.
I would be dead.
Be getting gassed out of that place.
No, that is unfortunately, my good sir, not what's in the box.
But I didn't think it would be. You know, at least I didn't say jockstrap. So
that's fair.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk.
Have a good one.
Yeah, man. We'll talk
Appreciate
to you soon.
Appreciate what you're doing.
Rock on, man.
Right,
appreciate the support. Bye.
Anytime.
Fuck, man, that's a personal call.
Yeah, that was deep. That was deep.
It's like your dad passes and you don't get to say goodbye, and then you feel like he doesn't want to make a big deal about it, so he's just kind of like a shadowy figure in the back, and you know he's there, and then poof, he's gone.
That's wild, man.
Never see him again.
I mean, even if it was a family member, I'd still be calling the Ghostbusters. I'm like, listen, thanks for coming to say hi, but like, fucking, you can't be doing that, man. Know your crowd.
Right?
I'd be moving.
Whew. I could imagine. I mean, I know, Andrew, you lost one parent, so I could only imagine. It's something you can never imagine until it happens, right? That feeling.
Absolutely. And then like I've never been paranormally activated. I've been pretty open about that. And I can't put myself in that situation, man. I could only imagine how overwhelmingly emotional it would be, because songs, pictures, whatever the hell, you know what I mean? My little sister starting to remind me of her like crazy. That makes you emotional on like, you have zero, you know, everything's fine. And then something hits you and you get all, you know, you get teary eyed and it's like super overwhelming. And I couldn't imagine having
just knowing
an experience like that.
Like Sally's just in the back, in the room with you, and you just knew, like you had a feeling.
Dude, the one thing I did say when we played Ouija the first time, I'm like, oh my God, if we get Sally, I'm in so much trouble. She's going to beat my ass.
She would beat your ass from the nether realm.
Absolutely.
All right, we got another caller. Caller, let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Did I get that
from,
right?
From Florida.
From Florida. Hey, man, yes. Thanks for the call. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, my story has to deal with Manscaped.
Manscaped? Oh,
shit.
Okay.
So did you lose an appendage or something?
No.
Are those razors really like nick-free or what?
Yeah, what's the truth? We want to hear it.
Not really. I got a little couple nicks there, here and there.
False advertising. Yeah. All right. Anyways, though, let's hear it.
I actually bought one of those because of you guys. And, you know, I had it in my in the bathroom. And I do have to preface, I was sleeping at the moment, but I was woken up. I was woken up by some type of whistle. Maybe it was in my head. Maybe I was dreaming it. I was like, okay, whatever. It was, and I woke up at 3:33 a.m.
The witching hour. That's the witching hour, right?
I think so, around 3 a.m.
Hold on. Don't hang up. So I decided to go back to bed. And then literally like 5 minutes later, I hear the buzzing of my trimmer in the bathroom.
Oh.
And I was like, what the hell? I look inside and I see it lighting up. Like it's charging and it's going off and on. I was like, man, maybe it's a bit dead battery. And I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe it'll go away. It'll turn off by itself. So I try to go back to sleep. And then I kept on going. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. I'm up. So I go to my bathroom and I see the charger still lighting up. As soon as I turn on the light, it shuts off. And well, the crazy thing about it was it wasn't even plugged in to be charged.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. You're getting haunted. You're getting paranormally active by some hairy bald ghosts, man.
Or maybe some ghost is trimming his balls on the.
That's what I'm saying.
I got ghost trimmings all over my bathroom sink, man.
Did you have those short and curlies there in the morning or what?
They were probably invisible. They're ghost curlies.
Hey, we do know that those things claim to be nick free. They are not. What happens if you had somebody live in your house that nicked his balls so bad he exsanguinated, he bled to death, and now he goes from. fucking house to house with Manscaped to warn them. These things aren't fucking legit.
He goes in.
You might die.
He goes in. He purposely drains the battery in everyone.
Yeah. He's a friendly ghost trying to save you.
That is fucked though. It's not plugged in and it's charging.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. I didn't know what it was. Maybe it was a bad battery. I don't know. But it was it was literally lighting up and it was charging.
Did it sound like, because you said it turned on and off, right?
Yeah, it would go off on like for like 3 or 4 seconds, turn off, and then go back on.
So the like the buzzing on. With like the you hear
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
Did it sound like it was being moved around? Like
no, it was more of a steady tone.
Interesting. Weird.
Super interesting.
Maybe it was a bad battery. I don't know. But it was very odd.
It's ghost.
And it got me. I couldn't go back to sleep. I was like, fuck it, I'm up. And I'm already supposed to wake up in a couple hours. So,
well, anytime you get haunted, it's hard to go back to bed.
Have you used it since?
Yeah. That's the question.
Are you too scared of that shit? Yeah, I'd be scared, man. I've seen that movie. You seen that Maximum Overdrive? I've seen that movie. All the shit getting whatever happened to it gets a mind of its own. That stuff's too delicate to mess around.
Yeah, it is.
So you did use it after after the ghost touched it?
Yeah, I tried it out and it worked fine. All right. I don't know.
Hey, did you use our discount code?
I did use a discount code.
There we go.
Yeah, but they never paid us, dude.
They never fucking paid us.
They never paid us. I'm sending an email.
I'm sending a fucking email.
I'm sending an email.
That'll teach us. Work with big corps. There you go. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the story. That's a wild tale. But before we let you go, I want you to clear your mind and guess. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
All right.
Kelowna, BC, Canada.
I think it's
Planet Earth.
I think it's
it's right here beside me.
I think it's scissors with the red handle.
Well, that was last week.
Hold on.
Oh, he's tuned in last week. That's fair.
Recalibrate to this week.
Recalibrate.
It was
fine.
The only hint I'll give you is it's not the same thing as last week.
Roger. I'm gonna go with the pacifier.
It's a good guess. I do have a
That's
baby.
That's an informed guess.
An informed guess. I do have
That's
a baby.
An informed guess.
Unfortunately, yeah. It is not what's in the box.
Ah, darn.
All right, brother. We're gonna keep the show moving, but we appreciate the call. We'll talk to you again.
All right, guys.
All right. Have a good day.
Great show. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, hey, guess who went in the box?
Phantom Tremors, dude.
Phantom Tremors.
Phantom Tremors, dude. I'm not using mine anymore. That's scary.
I haven't tried it in the shower, actually. I didn't trust the waterproof.
No, I didn't trust it.
I'm going to get fucking electrocuted in here.
I let Braden work through that for me. He's got the scars. I was like, I'm done. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, done with that shit.
Yeah.
All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Fuck you, I called.
Fuck you, you did.
Attaboy.
What's your name and where are you calling
from? Awesome. Switzerland?
Oh, shit.
The fucking time is in Switzerland. It's got to be like 2 a.m. or something.
We got 7 minutes left in the witching hour.
Ooh, it's 3 a.m.
Wow.
God damn.
It's about to be 4 a.m.
Well, you are the first and maybe the last caller from Switzerland. So
glad I could make it. Yeah.
How did you hear about our show in Switzerland? We don't have a lot of listeners over there. So how did you stumble upon it?
I'm a Warhammer 40K nerd, and you had some ad on the Lorehammer podcast. Since then, I was hooked.
Yeah, those guys are great. Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, advertising works, I guess.
Apparently,
it does.
All right, man. What's your story? What do you got for us?
Ooh, yeah, it's a bit of a noggin scratcher for you guys.
All right.
But I have a theory.
Awesome.
So, since I can remember, I've been living in old-ass houses. So, here in Europe, we have houses that are sometimes about 300, 400 years old.
Yep, I'd imagine.
And
older than the country.
way older than the country.
And a lot of shit went down here. I mean, there has been a lot of native shit in America, of course, but here population was more dense and more stuff happened. More war, definitely.
Yep.
So might be a bit of a residue.
Yeah, you got real life Warhammer going down there.
Yeah. And one night, the sleeping Popo can stay at the station. I was wide awake. I felt some kind of pressure on my chest. I was lying down and it felt like, like a cat jumping on your chest.
Ooh.
And, for some weird reason, it happened so fast. I couldn't really look down my body and immediately something grabbed my beard. First of all, I don't own a cat. Secondly, they don't fucking grab beards.
No, absolutely
they not. They do not possess thumbs, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, they can paw at it, but...
I was freaked out. It was really dark in my room, too, at that time. I was freaking out. And I have to say, I mostly identify with Andrew when it comes to shit like that.
Fair.
So, smart.
Yeah, it's flight or fight. And
exactly.
Another thing, I have been a Viking Age reenactor and sword fighter for 15 years, so I had a battle axe ready.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I grabbed that shit and I stood up, and then I heard the pitter-patter of little feet. It was fucking bipedal, whatever that was.
Oh my God. What, a
fucking elf or something?
Fucking goblin, man.
Yeah, goblin. Oh shit.
Something. So I chased it with my axe in hand. It ran down the stairs and the sound vanished and I couldn't make it out. And I stood up for the next 12 hours straight. I didn't sleep that night.
Time out. We're going to rewind a second here.
I'm going to be like, I think you might have scared whatever was in your room more than you were scared.
So you feel something jump on your chest, like the size of a cat. It grabs your beard. Yeah. You wake up.
Yeah.
Of course, you have your battle axe handy. So you grab it. You jump out of bed. It's pitter-pattering down the hallway. You're running after it.
Yeah. Do you get an axe?
Do you get a glimpse? Do you get a glimpse of it?
Nothing. Nothing. But the sound was so close. I should have seen something, but there was nothing. It was just auditory. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine being whatever? Like, you got this little Rumpelstiltskin in your house pulling on your beard. And then he's like, oh my God, this dude's got an axe. I picked the wrong fucking house.
Wrong house.
I gotta go. Like,
I mean, the story goes on because I was debriefing with a friend of mine. A few months later, I had a friend of mine over and he's a bit of a, I dabble with energy kind of guy.
Okay.
Got some crystals.
I'm absolutely not like that. At least I wasn't. And yeah, he was just chilling there, having a beer with me in my living room where it happened. Watching around, he was like, nah, you shouldn't worry. I mean, what you do? Yeah, I was chasing it with an axe. Oh yeah, that's good. That's very good.
That's good.
I was like, "What? Why is that good? Do you know something? I don't." He was like, yeah, that was an imp or an incubus.
Oh, fuck.
And they do respond well to being threatened because they're cowards.
Good.
So you have to be aggressive and assertive.
Was your battle axe double bladed or single blade?
Single blade.
Single blade, okay.
I mean, scary.
Yeah, but he actually recommended to have a dagger or something like that near to your sleeping spot when you get visitors like these frequently.
Everybody,
I got it.
Because that's what they do in folklore. Because the German word for nightmare is roughly translated to pressure of the imp.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yes.
Well, everybody's got to have their fucking, their imp dagger underneath their pillow at night. Like, that's a given, right?
You got to have your imp dagger or imp axe. Yeah, something absolutely. Like that.
Zell's got one of my imp daggers right there.
I got two daggers right here in the studio, just in case. I got fucking the imp. Sword from, I got the replica sword from Alexander the Movie, and I got a custom forged, what do you call that pattern?
Damascus.
Damascus pattern someone sent to the studio.
Yeah. So
bring it on, imp. Let's go.
Man. This Bring is an nice imp free zone, man.
Yeah, but my friend continued to freak me out.
Uh-oh.
So immediately he stood up and he was like, okay, I'm just checking out your house. I'm scanning the whole shebang here. Is that all right? And I was like, okay, knock yourself out. And he was like, yeah. Yeah, you're definitely not alone here.
What?
Like, yeah, thank why? You. Why? Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I guess you got 400 years worth of imps and shit running around, right?
But he said, yeah, be cool, be cool. It's nothing mischievous. It's all friendly here. Something's going on. This is an old house. That's normal. It's friendly. It's at least not hostile. But, dude, the neighbor house, ooh, shit's fucked.
Well, why can't he go over there with some crystals and some incense and
help him?
Fucking scare him away. Do some chanting.
I told him, you got to help me clean house, man.
Like some dandelion tea and just get those fucking things out of there.
Exactly, yeah.
Terrifying. Or he could just send you with your battle axe. That seemed to work.
That seems to work. Bladed gotta weapons will fight them off.
Hey, listen, man. If we ever go ghost hunting, you're coming. We got to recruit this guy from Switzerland. Expenses paid. Bring your battle axe.
Well, you said you do like Viking, like recreation battles and stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, I want to know more about this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Western martial artist, as they call it.
Oh, cool.
And then you just take that and then also do Viking shit on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're pretty much a modern day Viking is what you're saying.
Kind of, yeah.
Are you 6 foot five?
No, about 6 foot.
That's still
this. You know what? Big. Six foot
bigger back than the fucking imp.
Back in the days of the Viking, that would have been a giant. 6 foot?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah, that'd been fucking massive.
Oh man, I take that. Let me know. Hey, I want to tag along. We could do some 13 warrior shit. You know, they had a little Persian guy, Antonio Banderas. He played a little Persian
awesome.
Guy. I'd be that guy.
Yeah. You can be my bandera.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, even Andrew, back in the day, you would have been a tall man too, I'd imagine.
Perfect. Take me back.
Take him back to the glory days.
I'd be drunk with power. I'd be like walking around like, look at these pathetic little shits.
You'd be fucking Xerxes is what you'd be.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be grabbing everything on the top shelf.
Oh, we got some serious ankle biters in our troop. So, yeah, you could be useful on the battlefield.
Right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call. So before we let you go, though, we got to get you to guess what's in the box.
What's in the box, man?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
All right.
Before you guess, don't just take a wild guess. Make
empty
sure you
mind.
Empty mind. Send your consciousness to Kelowna, BC, Canada, planet Earth, into the studio. I'm going to open the box off camera, and I'm going to hold what's in the box, and I'm going to project it through the internet. Here we go.
Empty rice bowl mode activated.
Activate.
It's a lighter.
It is not a lighter.
That's a good guess. That was a good guess.
Can't tell
Another
you.
Informed guess.
Imagine. Just imagine.
It is something I do use often, a lighter. He's an informed guess, but it is not what's in the box.
All right, was worth a shot.
All right, brother, make sure you keep that
great
battle
game,
axe.
By the way.
Keep that battle axe close just in case he comes back.
And the imp dagger.
Always.
Under your pillow.
Always.
All times.
Always.
All right, hey, thanks for staying up till fucking 4 a.m. to call into the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right.
Right on.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Love the podcast. Thank you.
Right on.
Cheers. We appreciate it.
That guy is a huge beauty.
Four in the morning.
Beauty.
That was awesome.
Across the world, 4 a.m, calling.
Go to sleep. That's
no. Call in again. Tell us more stories.
No, obviously call in again, but like, you should be sleeping.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's one of those guys that wakes up at 3 a.m.
Crazy.
He's out training with his battle axe.
I mean, maybe that's what you have to do. Maybe he's standing guard. He's on imp duty.
Who knows? That was
can't
awesome.
Fall asleep.
Imagine that though. You just wake up. You're like, what the fuck? Something's on my chest. Jumps off. You hear it pitter patter down the hall. You reach over, grab your battle axe, go running down the hall. It jumps into some interdimensional portal and off it goes.
Hey, listen, something jumps on my chest and like slaps me or pulls on my facial hair. I'm walking right over to my kid's room and smacking him. You little shit. What are you doing?
Get out of my room.
What are you doing?
That was a great call. Another caller coming
Another
in.
Call.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
What's up? Go ahead.
No, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Edgar, and I'm calling from Kansas.
From Kansas.
Like, right in the center of Kansas.
Right on, man. What do you got for us tonight?
All right, so tonight I have a like ghost / Ouija board story that goes on for like, it's like a 5-year long story.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Paranormal activation for 5 years.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
So, lay
it on us.
All right, cool. So the story started back in like 2015 or so. I work at a post office and I got moved. So Kansas is like, there's nothing out here. Everything's like 100 years behind everybody else. So I got moved out to this post office in the middle of nowhere. And, the town was like founded in like the late 1800s, and the building I got moved into was built in like 1896. And when I first got moved out there, I would be like sitting at my desk at the end of the day, and I would hear like you know, like people come get their mail after I closed my window and everything. So I couldn't see them, but I could hear them like walk in. And that's not like a big deal, whatever. People were getting their mail. But there would always be this one guy who would like walk in and like start slamming his P.O. box. And after like a week or so of that, I was like, oh, you know what? Like, if something breaks, I'm going to get in trouble. So I need to go out there and like say something to him.
Absolutely.
So I go out there. Or what's that?
So you got to regulate.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So like, I hear the guy come in, like right on cue. He comes in and like, I've got this whole speech prepared and I'm like sitting at my desk and he's like slamming the stuff. And I'm like, look, man, you come in every day and you keep slamming stuff. And if you break something, I'm going to have to like file a report and you're going to get in trouble for like defacing federal property. And that's a federal charge. And you probably don't want that. So I've got this whole speech and I'm saying that as I'm walking up the door.
Yep.
Look, man, I get up to the
door.
Shit.
I open the. Yeah. Right. So I get up to the door and like, I open the door expecting like the guy to like either like say, okay, or like cuss at one or the other. And there's nobody out in that lobby. Like, there's nobody out there. Yeah.
What?
So I'm like, okay, fuck this. Like, I need to like get my paperwork and get out of this. So I finish my paperwork and I get out of it like as fast as I can. So that was like the first couple weeks that happened. Then there was another time when I was like putting up mail and a customer moved. So I had to close his box. And the way you like signify that their box is closed is you like stick this little cardboard thing in their PO box and it like wedges itself like with tension or whatever, like against the sides, it wedges itself into the box so that it like, you know, it's closed. You can't put anything in there.
Right.
So I put it in there. I turned around and I came back and started putting mail up and I got to the end of like my, my section and the little cardboard thing was like pushed out. Like if somebody had like from the other side had like just like flicked it out, it just like flicked out onto the ground. And I'm like, oh no, this is like movie stuff. Like, you know, yeah. Like oh, that dude. Doesn't ever happen. So yeah, there was that.
When you were, sorry to go to backtrack a little bit, when you were hearing that banging regularly, like, was that at the same time every day? Cause you kind of knew it was the same fucking dude, right? Or assumed it was.
Yeah, yeah, it was literally like, because like I closed the window at 5 and it's like a big metal window. So like I can't see out into the lobby unless I open my door and like go out there. Oh, but fuck. It was like, it would always be like maybe like 5:05, 5:06. And I just figured it was like a guy coming in off work, you know, to get his mail.
Oh, that's fucking crazy. So,
yeah, no, it gets crazier. Like it just builds up.
All right, keep going. Keep going.
Okay, so there's this old radio there, and it's from 1983, because, like, I looked on the underside, and it said it when it was built. So it's, like, an old, like, antique, like, 80s radio, and it's got the big dials on the side. That's how you change the station.
Yep.
And so I would always set it to 100.3, which is, like, the classic rock station.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was sitting at my, I was sitting at my desk one day, just like filling out the like end of day financial report before the like lady who picks up the mail came to like pick up my stuff for the day. So like I'm filling out my stuff and the radio starts changing from 100.3 to 102.9. And like, I went over and did it like a couple days later. Like I went over and changed it from 100.3 to 102.9. That's like 3 turns of the knob. Like there's no way that thing's like, just like, oops, it's on the other station. Like,
right.
No, yeah, this is 1,000% paranormal activation.
Yep.
1,000%.
Oh, man. I ran out of that post office. Like, I ran out and I stood outside on the front porch. And
why the fuck did you go back?
And she's
after
like,
the bagging or anything. That's it. That's resignation. Fucking. It's been real.
They pay well, man. I don't do anything. Like, I sit there and I play Switch all day.
That's fair.
All right.
But, that lady, she's like this like older Mexican lady, and she's like, what are you doing out here? And I was like that station just changed on its own, like I'm not gonna go in there. And so she's like, oh yeah, when my brother died, like that stuff would happen at my house, but we had to go in and say a prayer and like demand whatever is here like leave, but like you have to say it in Jesus's name. And I'm like not super religious, but I'm also not like at the same time I just saw that radio station change, so like, you know, I can't
just throw
one
up
or
a
the
just
other.
A JIC just in case,
bro. Throw Why up not? A couple Hail Marys, yeah, sprinkle right? Some fucking holy water, whatever it takes.
What's
dude?
The worst it's gonna do? Nothing. At the very worst, nothing. So, at like, the very best, you're saving your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like I had nothing to lose.
100%.
So nothing happened for like a year or so after that. Like I totally forgot about it, and I figured it was like done and over with, and. Like how I'm telling you the story right now, I had this friend who moved to town from Brazil, and I told him the story because he said he wanted to play with his Ouija board. He bought a 60s Ouija board, and for whatever reason, he told me like the ones built in the 50s or 60s are like better. I don't know if that's true or not, but so he asks me to take out this Ouija board, And I'm like, no, we're not like taking it out there, because like I spend like 6 hours a day out there by myself, like every day. I'm not like going to go play on this Ouija board out there. So this story is kind of unrelated, but it ties in. So okay. We went out and played with the board somewhere else, because there's a couple like supposedly haunted spots around town. And like we couldn't get it to do anything at the library, which is supposed to be one of the most haunted spots. And then there's an abandoned hospital close to where my mom lives. So we went to that hospital, and there's like these stairs that go downstairs. We went downstairs and like played with the board down there. And it wouldn't do anything for like the first 15 or so minutes. And after a while, it started moving around. We asked it if anybody was there. It tells us yes. So we ask it what its name is, and it says its name is Gage. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, what year is it? The board spells out or writes out 1962. And it's kind of like, dude, my friend just moved here from like Brazil. He doesn't like know the town history. Like, that's when that hospital, I mean, that hospital was like in operation during those times until they built a new one. And then they closed that one down. So I don't know. That was just kind of creepy.
Yep.
So, absolutely. Anyway, now he's like excited about right? He's excited about the board. Like, he's really pushing it. He's like, look, man, we got to go out there and just see what's going on out there. Like, I want to talk to whatever's out there. And I'm like, no. So this goes on for like a couple months of me just telling him no. And so one day he texts me and he's like, hey, man, I got some pizza. I got a new game. You know, we'll get some beer and you can come over and we'll play some games and stuff. So I'm like, okay, cool. Nothing out of the ordinary. We do this all the time. So he picks me up and starts driving, and I'm like, where are you going? And he's like, nowhere. I was like, we're like not going in the direction of your house.
Dude, I got friends like this. I absolutely have friends like this. Yep, I do.
Dude, he drove me all the way out there, man. We get out there, yep. And I'm like, look, man, like I'm not playing with this thing. Like, I'll play with it anywhere else, but I'm not gonna play with this thing like where I spend 6 hours a day alone, you know. So
yeah, you don't shit where you eat, man.
And then finally I gave up. Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. So I finally, you know, agree to it. So we go inside and we mess with that thing for like a good like 45 minutes. And I'm like, come on, let's go. Like, nothing's happening. Like, it's not gonna work. And then it finally starts working. And you know, you ask it the regular questions, like, is anybody here? It says yes. Okay, what's your name? And I can't remember what its name was. It was like Nick or Tom or something like super generic. And I would get people who were like, why can't you remember what its name was? And it's because like after it told us it was Nick or Tom, I asked it if it was, you know, good or bad or good or evil. And it just said no. And I was like, okay, well, then what do you want? And then it spelled out not Nick or not Tom or whatever. And I was like, okay, so what does that mean? Like, you know, you're not Nick.
Both.
What's your name? Oh, God, dude. Ugh, this part, man. So I'm like, okay, well, what is your name? So he spells out B, and I'm like, okay, B. Then he spells out A, and I'm like, okay. And then he spells another A, and I'm like, all right. And then he spells an L, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So I Google it.
No.
Yeah.
No, that. Man. Nope. That's why you don't play this fucking game.
Dude, that thing sat there for like an hour. Like, all it would say was let me in, like, for an hour, man. And I was like, no, I'm not, like, I'm not letting you in, dude. Like, say goodbye. We're going. We're done. Like, hang up. Whatever, dude.
So there's two versions of the ball. The ball I know is from Diablo, Lord of Destruction, the worst kind. Then there's the ball from, like,
Sumeria or something.
Sumeria, which is, like, what was it? Like, the god of life and fertility, or god of like birth, not as terrible.
Yeah, like fertility.
But god, if it's ball from the Diablo universe, I mean, no.
Good so loop, like, baby. I googled it because I was like, what does that mean? And I got the one, the Sumerian one, and I knew about the ball from Diablo because we used to play. And then like I started reading the Wikipedia, and it says it was like a king of some legion of hell or something. Oh, and that's what I was like, fuck that. Like,
great.
We're not doing that. Yeah, I was like, look, man, this is exactly why I didn't want to play here.
1,000%, man.
Yeah, right? Well, finally, like, it finally said goodbye, and we were done. Oh. And other than a couple months later, I was on the phone with my mom and like in the safe room, there was like a really loud, like banging sound. Like if I had like thrown like a chair, that's about how loud it was. And she heard it and she was like, what was that? And I was like, did you hear it? Other than that, I didn't have anything go on for like maybe 6 months. And then after that, I would come in and like I told you, I had that radio. And so, like I was the only person who worked there. Like I was the only person who had keys to that building. So if I ever took a day off, I had to like meet up with my replacement and give him like my own keys to the building. So right. Nobody else had access to that building but me. So, I would come in some days and either my radio would be turned all the way down or the station would be changed. And it kind of just got like really annoying. Really. I never felt weird about it. And then, after a couple months of that, the power would like surge. It would just like randomly like shut off and then shut back or turn back on. And, it would randomly happen. Like it would just like turn off and then turn right back on. And then maybe like sometimes it would do it like two or three times in a row. So, I called an electrician and they said I had to call the electric company to come check the power.
You got
to
call Ghostbusters, dude. Fuck that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. File a report for that. But, the electrician dude came from the electric company from like the electric company. And he was like, yeah, that pole is fine. There's like, if you were getting your power out, then these four houses that it feeds would also have their power going out and they haven't complained. Mm. Have you talked to them? I was like, yeah, I talked to them and like their power's fine. Mm. So I had the electrician come out and he looked at all my stuff. He's like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Like there's a couple of screws that are like not as tight as I'd like them, but like, that's not going to cause your power to go out.
Yeah, not gonna.
So I told him, I was like, look, man. Yeah. Right. I was like, look, man, this like, I called because I needed to like leave like some sort of record that I'm like trying to fix it. Like, I don't even think it's an electric problem. I think it's a ghost. So I told him the whole story. And like, as I'm telling him this story, he like is in my back room and he's like, oh, dude, this light fixture looks like crap. I'm just going to give you a new one. So he's like putting in this light fixture as I'm telling him the story. And he puts in this brand new like LED light fixture and then he leaves. Well, after he put that light fixture in, my back room, like I'd leave the light on just because, you know, it's dark back there and I have to go back there every once in a while. So I'd leave my light on.
That's scary.
And it would just like randomly start flickering and stuff. And I'm trying to think because there was a lot that went on over those 5 years. This is getting towards the end. The town over, about 7 miles over, the guy who ran that office, he was actually like one of my friends. So there was an old man and he drove his car through the lobby. So he had to work his office out of my office in the morning. And I told him about the ghost and he was like, oh yeah, like whatever. Okay, that's funny. And I guess he was on Snapchat one time and he was trying to take a picture and he opened his rear camera instead of his front camera. And he was telling me about it. He's like, yeah, so I opened my rear camera instead and there was like a face over that fan over there in the corner. And literally as soon as he said fan, that fan like did the like power surge thing. Like just the fan, none of the other computers or anything went out. It surged 6 times. And then after that, I actually transferred to another city. So
well
I don't really know what happened.
Smart move,
yeah,
man.
Right.
The next smart move is changing the batteries on your fire alarm because I don't want you to go down on a fire, dude. But I can hear that beeping.
God, I work like 50 miles away from that place now.
Smart.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call.
We so gotta, this is probably
we gotta. I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I know the story might continue on, and we'd like to hear all the stories all the way to the end. But before we let you go, I want you to clear your mind and guess. What's in the box?
What's in the box, man?
Dang, I missed like the first half of the episode, so I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
All right, let me explain it to you. I want you to clear your mind. Blank canvas. Project your consciousness to Meteor Sound Studios, where I'm located, in Kelowna, BC, in Canada, on planet Earth. On the desk beside me, there's a box. Inside the box, there's an object. And I want you to remote view what's inside the box.
I know it's not this, but I don't know why I'm thinking it's Pokemon cards.
You don't know why you're thinking it? You shouldn't be thinking it because that's not what's in the box.
No!
Blew it.
Hey, whatever was in there, man. It was in
there.
He took a shot.
He took a shot.
100% of the shots you don't take. Michael Gary Scott. Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
Great words.
All right, brother. Hey, we appreciate the call.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye. Welcome to the show. Braden is on the show. If you didn't, you just heard his voice just pop in there. Yeah.
Just popping in to ugly up the place a little bit. That's
got,
fine.
Yeah.
Got stuck in a little April snowstorm. Is that what happened there? What?
We also got to give a little shout out to Andrew Strid dropping $50 in the chat here to buy the boys a drink.
Ooh, in the chat.
Here. Thanks, buddy.
Listen, I will chug one. I literally ripped home and got in here. I was driving a Tesla back from Victoria, rear wheel drive. And and a freak April snowstorm. So it just, traffic was luckily just crawling. So I'm here. I made it. Driving a Tesla is pretty fun, but seats are uncomfortable.
Are they?
Come really? On, Elon. Yeah.
Come on,
my
Elon.
My back hurts now. It's like, they're not meant for wide loads.
Fair enough.
Right? So it's both my cheeks don't really rest on the seat. They rest on the sides kind of. So just, uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
But fun drive. Well, and it cost me like $12 to do like...
To charge it and drive that whole distance?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, and while we're on the shout out train, another, might as well give it. I was going to give it at the end of the episode, but we're going to give it now. We got a $25 donation from Dream Day Entertainment. That's the Burmeister Woo! Himself.
The Burmeister.
Burmy.
You know what? You know what? This guy's done a lot of work for us. So here's the free ad for him. If you're in the Wisconsin area and you're looking for a DJ for your wedding event or likewise,
or some trivia.
DreamDayEntertainment.com. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. The guy's a legend. He'll help you out. And on that note, I think we got another caller on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Elijah from Houston, Texas. I called 2 weeks ago.
That's right. That's right. Welcome back.
Yeah. I don't got no story. I just want to say what's up. How you doing? I'm sorry. Like, we don't got the whole crew tonight. You know what I'm saying?
We got three or four.
We're missing the master.
Zolarius is here.
Zolarius, yes, yes. All right. Yeah, man. I just want to say. I just wanted to call you guys. Just tell you I love what you're doing. Give a quick shout out to Purple Wizards again.
Purple Wizards! Love what you're doing. Wizards!
Purple Wizards!
Hey man, that's all good. We appreciate the kind words, but so while we got on the line, we got to get you a guess. What the fuck is in the box? What's in the box?
Well, it's definitely not a stapler.
Definitely not a stapler. Before you guess though, you know the drill. Clear it, clear the mind. Mind is an empty rice bowl.
The mind is a rice bowl.
Empty and blank. Come on, you know what's in the box. What's in the box?
Color. What color am I seeing?
You tell us, yeah. Man. You're the psychic.
You're
here.
The psychic.
Or was that rhetorical?
It's like orange-ish yellow.
He's thinking out loud. Orange, yellow, what?
What's the next step, Zolarius?
You gotta guess what's in the box. That's the next step.
Yeah.
You got a color in mind, now you gotta go with the object.
Something that carries stuff.
Something that carries stuff. That is incorrect, brother. It is incorrect. That is not what is in the box.
That's not what's in the box. The Purple Wizards, thank you.
Purple Wizards, thank you. All right, man. Hey, thanks.
Terrible guess.
Thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you again. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. One thing. I got to ask you one more question.
All right.
When is the Purple Wizards going to drop his new number one hit single?
They've been writing it for a long time. They've been writing it for a long time. It's coming.
Yeah.
A lot of infighting in the band.
I can't wait.
It's when their best work comes, though.
Yeah.
Creative differences.
Oh, yeah. One last thing. Shout out to Lucky Monkey.
Hey, cheers, man. Appreciate it.
Any more shout outs before we go?
Well,
last second question.
Lucky Monkey does have an album coming out. You just wait. It's coming real soon. Real soon. Full album. 12 songs. All right, man. We'll talk to you again. We're in overtime now. This is our show now.
Andrew.
You got to be out of your goddamn mind.
He's out. He's gone. We love you, but you can only get so many one mores. You know, one more thing.
Yeah,
you
had about 35 seconds dead air there.
Yeah,
trying to
guess what's in the box. Sick another fucking ghost on me. Good.
People are trying to hex us tonight. You guys want some ghosts? Oh, someone trying to call. All right, we're in after hours.
So what does that mean?
We're in overtime.
Overtime.
All right, welcome to Cosmic Channel's Overtime, the show that's not the same as the regular show.
Yeah.
It's X-rated.
X-rated show.
Anything goes.
What's your name?
Come too long.
Get
out of here.
Come on.
I'm sick of this shit.
You're on the show. Welcome to Cosmic Channels.
Okay, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, let me tell you something right now. This is actually after the show is over, so the show is different. So you can say whatever you want, but we can also say whatever we want as well.
Absolutely.
So what do you got?
Okay. So oh my gosh, I've been trying to get on the show forever, but my brother was on the show last month, I believe. He was the firefighter in Houston that you guys were talking to.
Okay.
So I've been listening to you guys for like forever, and oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so I have a paranormal experience that I really want to tell everybody.
Okay, we got to ask one question before you start, though. Were you asleep or sleeping or dreaming?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, continue.
Okay, perfect.
Well, it kind of has to do like a little bit with sleep paralysis that like kind of goes into it, but it wasn't like there was a lot of stuff that has to do with like not sleeping, that just like has something to do like that. It was just like this long event of a new apartment that I moved into.
Okay, well, how about this? We'll make you a deal. Because the show is technically over and we're just taking an extra call for fun and you wanted to call for a long time, we're going to take your story, but you got to make it 5 minutes or less. Deal?
Okay, I can do that.
Let's go.
Okay, so I moved into this apartment when I turned 18 a long, long time ago. And there was something really, really creepy about it. And I kind of like noticed it right when I moved in, but my boyfriend at the time kind of like didn't notice it at all. And weird shit started happening. Like the TV would turn off and on. And I kind of thought like,
to what channel?
Like our upstairs. Huh?
What channel?
What was on the channel? Just static or what was on the TV?
Like Netflix. I was watching Netflix on the TV.
Okay.
Oh, but then I would always watch like the chills, like top five. And I stopped watching those because weird shit started happening.
Okay. Continue.
But anyways, so the like weird shit started happening with that. And like the light would flicker on and off in the kitchen area. But it was like an older house. So I thought like it was like that. But then I started hearing, like, I staged the house, and that's when it started to get, like, really, really bad. And so I never had sleep paralysis in my entire life. And every single night when I moved there, I got sleep paralysis every single night, and I would see the same shit. And so I got this, like, zone to protect me.
You gotta get out of there, man.
And yeah, no, I'm gone. This happened years ago. But so one night I was so scared to go to sleep, so I kept my laptop open and my side, like my lights on and my side lamp on. And I woke up in the middle of the night and all my lights were off. My computer was shut, everything. And then my door just started slowly opening and I saw a black figure walk into my room. And he was just standing over me, just like watching me. And I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. I just started crying. And he was like, it was like pushing onto my body, like inside of the mattress. And then it was so crazy. Then I started to hear, like, ever since then, I started to hear voices. And that sounds like crazy, but I've never heard voices in my life. But all I heard was like some like murmuring and then a lady saying, just leave her alone, like leave her alone. And then I moved out of there. Like 2 months later, I left
Smart.
Yeah, but
and you never slept ever again.
No, I. Like, how do you never sleep after sleep that paralysis. Ever? Yeah, I know. I never had sleep paralysis ever again since I moved out of that place, and I never heard like those voices
that
ever
place
again.
Needs to be condemned.
Yeah, no, it was fucking, it was so insane. I've never experienced anything like that before.
Weird.
But that's a portion of my story, so I made it a little bit short, but
that was perfect.
I've always just wanted to, yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about that because I was like wondering if like sleep paralysis and like demons like had a correlation. Like, I don't know. It just, yeah.
So sleep paralysis, we've talked before, can trigger the siren sometimes because when you're sleeping, like when you're paralyzed, that sometimes means you're just trapped between dream and awake. So it's tough to decipher what reality really is.
And yet, by the sounds of it, you've been watching a lot of spooky shows too before you're going to bed. I'm sure that didn't help putting you in that kind of state before you go to bed.
Right. Yeah. It was weird shit like that. Like the refrigerator door would open sometimes. It was like, I'm just nervous.
Zool.
So I'm probably
you got
like
fucking
everywhere.
Zool, man.
Zozo.
Yes.
Zozo. All right. Before we let you go, we gotta make you take a guess of what's inside the box. Are you watching the live stream by any chance?
I was, yeah. I just turned it off when you guys answered.
Okay, never mind.
But
I was gonna show you this is what the box looks like for everyone. This is just a standard old mic box.
Oh, it's a fucking nice box.
It's a nice mic
box. Nice box.
Just a box. Box. Just a box.
Oh, what's inside?
What's inside it?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Is it an
ATT shirt? Is it an ATT shirt? Is a good guess, but that is not what's inside the box.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the game is not Zell sends you whatever if you guess it. Last week, someone's like, it's scissors. He's like, all right, they're on their way to you, my friend.
Here they come. All right, hey, we appreciate the call, though. I'm glad you got through, and we appreciate you listening and the support. And tell your friends. Tell your friends about the show.
Can you say hi to my dad really quick? He's right here.
Your dad?
What's his name?
Robert.
What's up, Robert?
How you doing, Robert?
What's up, man?
What's up, Robbie?
Cheers, man.
Love your show.
Hey, where are you calling? Are you calling next week or what?
Hey, Rob, what's in the box, dude?
What's in the box, Rob?
In the box.
What's in the box?
They have a box. Just guess what's in the box.
First thing that comes to mind.
Candles. I don't know.
Candles. That's not what's in the box, Rob, but we appreciate it.
Wait, that's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
There's candles in the studio.
Could be. All right, we're going to...
All right.
5 minutes.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. Done. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
I couldn't even make jokes because as soon as I heard the name Rob, I got PTSD.
You got triggered.
All right. Whoever.
Hello, sir.
Whoever calls next, no story. What's in the box?
What's in the box? Yeah.
Because we're well over time now. So if no one else is going to call in,
yeah, I'm getting angry texts.
I'm going to. Okay, this is the last call. What's in the box? Here it goes. Hello, Cosmic Channels. What's in the fucking box?
We don't care about your stories.
Oh,
tell us what's
God.
In the goddamn box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I know, right? You guys went to Texas.
We did.
So I'm thinking, yes, you did, right? Austin.
Yep.
Ooh,
yep.
And what is famous about Texas? Barbecue. I think it's barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
I was like, barbecue moist sauce. Brisket.
I think it's a bottle of barbecue sauce. Malbec. Cheers, gentlemen.
Hey, what's your name?
I think it's a bottle of barbecue sauce.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Christina.
Christina calling from
Fort Collins, Colorado.
From Colorado. That is not what's in the box, but thank you very much for the guest. We appreciate it.
Damn it. Have a great night, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you in the next one.
Bye. You got it.
All right. No one's guessing what's in the box tonight, so I'm going to tell you what's in the box right now. No more calls. Done.
Oh, we gonna save it?
All right. One more call. Here it is. One more call.
Because eventually someone will get it.
This is it.
Okay.
Last call of the night. What's in the box?
An alien dildo.
An alien dildo. What makes it an alien dildo? Not just a regular one.
It's green.
Is it the color or what?
It might be fucking purple or like some highlight or like some of that color. You know. Oh man, I'm watching the show right now, and I swear to God, I did not expect you guys to do the what's in the box thing. I actually had a fucking crazy story, but.
Hey, you gotta save that story for
glow back in the with dark it. Dildo.
Glow in the dark dildo. That's not what's in the box. But you save that story for 2 weeks from today. Cosmic Channels will be back. But we're well over time. We gotta end this one tonight. We appreciate it though.
All right, cool. Understood.
All right.
Love the show.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Cheers.
All right. What's in the box? I'm gonna tell you what's in the box right now.
Hold on. Was he close with Dildo? Because you asked some clarifying questions.
I wanted to know what
I saw him look really quick just
I wanted to know what clarifies a dildo as a like an alien dildo, not just a regular dildo.
Because were you thinking like, well, if you tried hard,
it's a regular dildo.
Well, before I tell you what's in the box, yes, if you tried hard, you could shove this in your ass. You could, or your vagina, or wherever you could shove it somewhere if you wanted to. It's not going to feel good, but you could if you really wanted to. You could put it in there. I'm going to tell you what's in the box.
Just clarifying.
I just want to know what considers an alien dildo. Is like a different shape. Like, is it different prongs or what?
I like the purple. Yeah, Thanos. Yeah, okay.
What's in the box?
It
was not an alien dildo. Infinity Gauntlet. What's in the box is... Let me get the box.
And the reason we reveal it, because eventually someone would get it through sheer luck, and we're looking for the best of the best psychics.
Of the best of the best, sir. All right. Here is the box.
Myself.
Opening the lid. Inside the box is... an ATT
bottle opener.
And nice. You see the shape of it? You could get it in there if you wanted to.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's pyramid shape for sure.
Yep, pyramid shape. You could definitely a little triangle top on there. You could shove that in somewhere if you were into it and you wanted to and you really...
Yeah, so technically the last caller was on the closest. He was on the right track.
And you know what? This does kind of glow in the dark. The ATT logo does glow in the dark if you charge it up.
That's funny.
Oh, shit.
So that's what was in the box this week. But no one got it. None of those callers were the best of the best of our remote viewers.
Sir.
The next Cosmic Channels will be April 24th. Same time, same cosmic place. And we'll probably play What's in the Box.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself, like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp online therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.